It's time for Enlightenment in the City with Eli Hoshotara on the News for the Soul Network. Eli is a spiritual coach and intuitive reader with a unique flair. Strong yet soft, compassionate with a heart, she lives the consciousness of being feminine with strength. Eli tells it like it is. Welcome Eli Hoshotara back to News for the Soul.
Hi, everybody. Welcome to News for the Soul. My name is El Hoshi, Maya, Tara, something along those lines. You know what I mean? Oh, it's a long mouthful. Anyway, we are, as some of you are aware, and some people apparently have a hard time understanding. So the Blog Talk Radio may be shutting down, but the News for the Soul, us people here, we are going on to a new, Nicole, our lovely founder, president, et cetera, our amazing goddess in arms, has pulled off this absolutely miraculous feat in which we are actually going to be moving over to a new channel. So you're actually going to still be able to listen to us. So I really want to be clear because I think there's been a little bit of confusion. You're not losing us. We're just moving. So it's just think of it as just moving down the block as opposed to, you know, losing us completely. So it's still a call-in show. And you will be able to find us. I'm not sure of all the details yet, but we are still here, so please keep listening. I think some people are announcing it a little bit more, so you can always write in Nicole and ask her as well. That's really good. So it's still newsforthesoul.com. I'm assuming that you're still going to be able to listen live. Some of the details are still getting cleared up. And so you'll just have, when you're calling in, you're just going to have a new call-in number, which, Nicole, if you want to provide that for me right now. So the live feed will be at thenewsforthesoul.com. And so you're still going to find us. So I just want to make it really clear because, again, you know, we want you to come with us, okay? We want you to know we're here. We want you to be able to find us. We want to be able to continue serving you. And we want to be here to be able to help. So this is really good. And, again, the new number is going to be 716-333-SOUL. So 716-333-7685. And so I'm going to be apparently zooming in instead of calling in, which is going to be cool. Not live yet. Well, I'll be live, but not to the face yet. But you can, you know, certainly, you know, pay attention to us and see what's going on because we are here. So the live shows, they will pop right up. Again, that's on newsforthesoul.com. So you're just finding us a little bit differently. That's all. Newsforthesoul.com. Newsforthesoul.com for anybody who really needs that. And again, you know, any questions, please write in. Nicole is very, very generous, and we're good about getting that information out there again. You know, sometimes there still can be a little bit of confusion, but we're always here for you guys. So please, please, please understand that. And we are not going anywhere much. It's just a tiny little bit of new information, and that's it. So apparently we already have somebody who is 510. You're holding, and you are on the air with El Maya Hoshiam Tara.
Hello.
Hi.
Hi, Happy New Year.
Happy New Year to you, too. What's your name and where are you calling from?
Yes, Aaron from California.
So that's A-A-R-O-N?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, what can we do for you today?
Yeah, I seem to be going through some things. And I would like to know what is going to be going on between now and the springtime.
Okay. Okay, so first off, right off the bat, you know, when people have had a very hard time and there's a lot of trauma still held in the body, what can happen is people who have those issues with it can actually experience a lot of rejection, and life tends to be a lot harder just because they haven't resolved some of the issues. And it can show up. You can have physical manifestations. And so what will happen is, you know, when people are in those situations, they can feel like no matter what they're doing, they're not getting a good result. They can't get the people that they want. And life, generally speaking, tends to be a lot harder than it needs to be otherwise. So they're not saying, like, you know, whether you've been through a lot of trauma or not. I'm just putting it out there because your energy, I can really feel that, like, this is somebody who has, you know, gone through a lot or is going through a lot currently. And you can start to feel like the places where maybe things aren't turning out the best that you could. So they're not saying, like, you know, definitely has, you know, been traumatized in the past or anything else, but just because the energy does have some signature points in common with it, I just thought I would put that out there. But I'll do the reading. Let's see here. So it's really a time period of self-reflection and looking at you know, what are the things that we need to be doing? And that seems to be the more calming aspect. Some people are here on this planet for this lifetime where they're supposed to really be turned inwards and be very, very self-reflective. And so, I mean, that is everybody to, you know, to some degree, because your path is your path. But right now, especially, it seems like going outward and trying to get opinions is you're not always having, like, say, liking, you know, getting outside input all the time, which is normal. But it's also, you know, it's a lot easier when we make changes from within to be able to notice that this is what's happening or what we need, because we're able to see these things clearer the more that we do our own internal work. And it seems like you have a couple of choices right now, which is you're going to keep sort of like fighting with the outside world. And, you know, between that and the spring, it does calm down eventually, but you also look like you can have a really good time period of really having a lot of strife with other people, like a lot of strife. Or you can go inward and do your work, and things are, it makes it, you know, if you're doing your work genuinely, it's making it, it can be somewhat of a calmer ride, but it does look like you're being asked to really, you know, get the outside help, do the work, and those sorts of things to get the proper guidance from people that you trust to work with. And that's one of the important keys there. But it seems like it can be a time period where you can just sort of like write out more what you're supposed to be doing, as opposed to getting caught up in trying to fight with other people when you don't really understand what they're coming from. And there is a timeline happening right now or very soon where things can either go very, very well for humanity or very, very not well for humanity. And for some people, if they're caught in the dramas of humanity, you know, of irresponsibility, those sorts of things, it can really take things to a negative where humanity is really going to suffer. Whereas on the other side, we really have a chance to get humanity forward. And the people that are supposed to be going inward, the reason why there's so much talk about doing your own internal work is that that is how we provide light to other people, is we make breakthroughs from within. And it seems like you're being called to go inward to help those things move forward, but also, and the side benefit of it, this lovely benefit of it, is you get your own resolutions. It's easier to trust these things when they're happening, when you can see them from inside. And, you know, as a result, things will go a lot smoother until the spring. So, you know, there's a lot of jokes about 2025 as well, you know, that it started on a Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday. So this year started as a WTF. What the? And it seems to definitely be coming true for a lot of people. So you, just like everybody else, you've just got the choice to make of what you want to do. But you're going to have some bumpy rides this year. It seems like This is probably not going to be the first bumpy part, and it's definitely not going to be the last, but doing the internal work really seems to be a good solution for you this year.
I don't even know what that means, but okay.
So
I've heard that
a
lot, and it kind of, when I hear it, it sounds like that that doctor surgery game with the nose that glows up, that board game that came out in the 80s, where you just pick it, and it, but you pick the wrong one, and it buzzes. But, like for me, it's kind of like, okay, in a guy's mind, it's like, okay, there's A, B, C, D. There's a cog, and there's a wheel that's going, okay, this wheel needs oil. And it's kind of like that. It's really mechanical. And I've gone through the proper steps, and now it's like, some people agree and then they don't agree, or they fall back and don't have a decision and they presume that they don't owe an answer. And I guess this is just the general world in general, or just people in general. But I had some deadlines that were coming up that I was facing, and it was kind of like, oh, I'm doing what I need to do, but how is this going to look? So it's kind of like, you know, putting my finger in the wind, and I wanted to know what direction it was going to blow in the forecast. But I kind of get what you're saying, but I do appreciate the message, and I do thank you for letting me chime in.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, and I think, you know, for everybody, there's like the advanced practitioner understands there's always the next level, always. You just accept it as part of your path. So even when we do the work, you know, there are some people that, you know, as we move ahead or we're trying to work things out, they're not going to be capable in certain areas. And to, you know, to at least a very small degree, every single person on the planet has got stuff that they need to work out. And some people, it's going to be a lot bigger, and some people, it's going to be a lot smaller. So what you're looking for is when there's, like, the big drama and people are being very irresponsible, this isn't a good time period to be getting involved with them with that sort of thing going on. There are smaller things that may be irritating, but they're not going to hurt you. They're not going to cause you a lot of, you know, big-time problems. You're not going to lose the job of your dreams because, you know, because they like a different dessert than you do, or, you know, you're disagreeing about what to order for the office Christmas party or Easter party as it's coming up, whatever it is. Those sorts of things, you may not like them, but they're not going to, like, cause you a lot of harm. It's just you have to deal with the feelings inside that come up with it. And, you know, self-development, all these sorts of things, there's different ways to be doing it, and there are some that are going to be more effective, which is what we also tend to call higher vibration, is when we're using those things, things tend to turn out well. And in terms of, like, this is humanity, to some degree, yes, but it's not in general. But if you have if you have the belief system, then that's what you see. And if that's all you know, then that's all that you see. So part of the self-development is helping you to change your understanding so that you're able to see different things. So your positive thinking is not ignoring damage that somebody's doing. It's just that a difference of opinion is not always damage.
Right, and here's my thing. I'm getting, and I'll be short, and I'm a little older now, so it's like the things that I've realized about life and people and nature and all these kind of things, it gets kind of intense. And intense is scary in a way that it's not the same as it was in prior decades or years, and the people I didn't know, they're kind of like fading away. New people come in, and the people that I've known for the last 5 or 6 years, now that I'm in my 40s, are now gone. So it's kind of like, whoa, what the hell is going on? You know, that's really intense. That's very intense.
Yeah.
So,
because you got to you got to relearn everything. And again, you know, that can be, like, to put it politely, it can be a little bit overwhelming. And it's a good thing because you make changes. But it's also a sign that you got to keep going because you haven't found your new people yet.
All right.
Because they're out there. And you know that they're out there. You know that exists because you know you've met people where you know that you would never be friends with them. You know you would never date them if they were, you know, the gender that you date. You know you would never go there in any sort of shape or form. And they probably think, well, you know, when you're saying no to them, you're just being a snob. And it's not you're being a snob. You're making a healthy decision for yourself because you understand that's not a match for where you're at. And just like we can see it's below, it also goes up to the height of demand. So the hard part is when people don't understand that yet, it can feel very isolating. It can feel like we're, you know, people are alone. There's nobody who's going to be where they're at. They're never going to be met at their depth, all those sorts of things. And they're out there. It's just that we don't recognize them yet. And you're probably not going to find them hanging out with the same people that you used to. And you're definitely not going to find them with, if you're trying to help other people that you feel are below your vibrational level and they're causing you a lot of problems, you're not going to find those people in those environments. You're going to find them in the environments where you're going, oh, fuck, oh, fuck, oh, fuck, I'm not there, I'm not there, I'm not there, I'm not there. And you're going to see people you like, and that's a good indication of where you need to be going next.
Yeah, that, yeah, and I found that kind of hard sometimes to feel, find people that you not only that you like, but you like enough to be around, you know. And
yeah.
that's something different now that I've gotten older. So,
yeah. Yeah. But they're out there. I mean, if you do, I mean, there will be some environments where you step into them, and the people are, you know, just so not there yet. It's just, it's going to be a no for you for the entire thing. And then there's going to be other environments where you're going to walk into them and you're like, oh, I can pick out, you know, 5 or 6 people out of 200. Okay. So you aim for the 5 or 6 people. Still may not be your people, but when you get to, you know, oh, wow, I really like a bunch of these people, ding, 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 that's where you start to really put your energy.
Right, exactly. Yeah. Right. That's true.
And that's, you know, and that is part of your self-development, right? It's like what you focus on. And when you're in those environments, if you can get them, great. If you can't get them, then that shows where you where you're still holding, as Ram Dass puts it. It's where you have your work to do still. And you know, and getting back to the trauma thing, like nervous system stuff, that will create a really big blockage in being able to recognize who we can be around and who we need to stay away from. And that's one of the issues of like holding trauma in the body is that, and so like somatic therapy helps with that, neural and visceral manipulations. Again, the gentle ones that are outside, because some of them talk about putting like electrodes on the brain.
Yeah, I've never heard
very
of
different
those
modality
before.
Yeah.
I've never heard of those before.
So you have, everybody has as human being, nerves around the ribs, and they can have issues to do with fight or flight. And what happens is sometimes when people are having issues with, I don't know how to explain it. I don't know what it is. I just know that it exists. What will happen is they have a hard time. They can sometimes tell exactly who they need to stay away from, and then sometimes they can't, and then they're in another toxic situation. And those examples can help to relieve some of that so that it becomes clearer, okay, this is who I should be hanging out with, and I want to, like, not be hanging out with that person, which is why if you've ever tried to volunteer to help, they call them unhoused up here in where I am in Canada, homeless people, you'll see 2 people that are really like sort of fried, and maybe you're having a hard time dealing with them, but they can hang out with each other because if they have similar amounts of trauma being held in the body, they can't always tell that the other person is holding it as well. So it allows them to get along, but sometimes you'll get 2 people with that. They can't stand each other and they're fighting all the time because they don't like each other. But they can't see why they don't like each other. And they may be reacting to similar or equal trauma being held in the body that stops their ability to see, to be able to take them out of it so that they can say, you know what, I don't want to be involved with people who have these issues, because it's a lot easier to be around people who, you know, are not exhibiting some of those traits than it is to be around people who are currently having some of the traumas in the body that haven't been resolved.
Mm-hmm. Right.
And these are physical things, so because sometimes people are a little bit like, you know, they're nervous about coming in for coaching because they're a little bit nervous about opening up. You have to do both, but sometimes some people do better about starting with the body work and getting that sort of done, and then it becomes easier to open up and maybe trust to have a conversation. And then some people are more, you know, they need to do the mental processing first, and then that's when coaching comes in very handy. But there's a lot of stuff that we can do, and they all tend to help us grow enough so that we can actually see why we don't like certain people. So if you have people that you like them, but you can't stand them, but you don't know why, that would be an example of some of the reasons why.
Oh, yeah, I usually go with that intuition, and it doesn't lie. I heard you mention the therapy modalities you mentioned, too, I've never heard of.
Yeah, so somatic. So there's somatic.
I know
so Peter Levine, you know that one. Okay,
mm-hmm.
So the other one is visceral and neural manipulation. So that's going to be
neural.
Jean.
Okay.
Yeah,
mm-hmm.
Jean-Paul Barral, so Barral. He's got one. He does work with, my current understanding is more based on the organs. And then you have Stanley Rosenberg. And he's got a book on visceral, I think it's the vagus nerve. And I really love that book because he talks about all the different side effects it can have on the personality when the body's not working, like sliding properly, moving as it's supposed to. And I found
mm-hmm.
it to be extraordinarily accurate.
Mm-hmm. Yes. Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. I'm a little familiar with the terminology of the vagus nerve.
Okay. Yep.
I will definitely check these out. And I have noticed like there's changes due to trauma. And sometimes they're small and sometimes they can take, you know, parts of your personality and a lot of things. Yeah, I noticed.
Yeah. Yes. And whatever you can feel, you know, especially because if somebody's like used to it, you know, maybe it started, you know, something started happening a year previously and they could tell that they're getting crankier. But when people are sort of like used to it, even though it's come in, they can actually sometimes be having a harder time than they realize. It's more impactful than they realize just because they're sort of used to it. So they lose, think of it like alcohol. You know, one drink, it has a certain effect on the body. 10 drinks, if you're used to it, you may not feel as buzzed, but it still takes the same toll on the body physically. Same thing.
Right. Yeah.
And I don't know about you, but I've definitely met people where they've had like 6 drinks and it's like, you're not driving. And they're like, I'm fine. What are you talking about? And it's like, no. And it's the same thing with, you know, when there's physical injuries and those sorts of things, or there's being trauma held in the body. Just because they can't see it or don't think it's that big of a deal, even if they could feel they're a little bit off, you can see that it's very impactful from the outside.
And here's another troubling one. Depending on your insurance, the doctors may or may not oblige to your questions.
Oh, yeah.
I've noticed that.
Yeah, and there's a lot of limitations in different modalities. So there's whispers that they're actually not allowed to tell you certain things. And some of them, you know,
mm-hmm.
you ask for, like, say, blood tests, and they just, you know, they just don't give you the blood test, but they don't tell you that they can't. And there may be some legal issues with it. I don't know about that. And, again, you have some, like, no, you're going to come to me. I will solve everything, and it's not true. It's really important for everybody to start looking a little bit outside the box if you really want to take things to the next level.
Mm-hmm. Right. Yeah. Yes, that's one thing that I've been trying to do. I've been forced to do.
Yeah.
Think outside of what I usually would commonly think or perceive or think. And there's obviously been events and people that I've met that have, like, I guess, skewed my perception. Or that I've just realized these are the other faculties of life that I never really noticed before, or took for granted. So,
yeah. So a lot of stuff you can do, and you know, when we get the body stuff cleaned up, it makes it a lot easier. And in some cases, it can be really easier to get the mind stuff worked out. Sometimes it can up your spontaneous, like, oh wow, I got it. Oh, that's why that happened. Through the body work, which is really amazing. And sometimes it happens on the table. Sometimes, you know, it just unfolds after. But there's a lot of stuff that we can do. And it's a really excellent time period this year. They're kind of saying, like, you know, yep, really good time period to do it. Yep, okay, so stuff's hitting the fan again. So we can do that, or we can go back and, you know, or we can just go inwards and like, okay, right, I need to book this appointment with so-and-so and I need to do this, and oh, this is why I'm doing it. And it's a lot more joyful to, in a lot of moments, just go, oh, this is why I'm doing it. And advanced practitioners actually start to get really excited about that because they know that, you know, they're getting closer, right? They're getting closer to more advancement. They're getting closer to the next level, or they've crossed the next level. So they actually really, really appreciate and like when that sort of thing comes up, because those are the answers that you're looking for.
Yeah, true, true. And I got a lot of things to think about. I'm just kind of somber as of this moment. So.
Yeah.
Well, thank you. I appreciate it.
Well, you're welcome, Erin, and I hope that helps, and let me know how it goes.
Oh, and one more thing. What show are you going to now?
So we're still the website newsforthesoul.com. The change is, I'm not exactly sure how, but the live show will pop up there, so you just have to check the site. And the new call-in number is going to be 716-333-SOUL.
Mm-hmm. Okay. All right. I got it.
Awesome. Thanks, Erin. You have a good one. Okay, perfect.
Right. Bye-bye.
Thanks. Bye-bye. Okay. So I see we have a lot of other callers, so please stay on the line. We have 631 and 718. And 203, so just give me a moment here. I just need to switch energies. One moment. Okay, area code 631. 631, you're on the air with Alma Yehoshi Amtara.
In the show, she calls out names, right? She calls out names. Okay.
No.
First
are you talking?
She does names, and then she does.
You talking to me? I think she's talking to somebody else. Okay. 718. You're on the air with Alma Yehoshi Amtara. Area code 718. Okay, 203. Let's try area code 203.
Wow, lucky me.
Winner, winner. Yay!
Thank you. I'm so glad I reached you. I was unsure what was going to happen or how we'd find you. I'm so glad. Can you give me that number again that we'll be calling?
Absolutely. 716-333-7685.
Terrific. That's great news. Okay, this is Patricia from Connecticut.
Hi, Pat.
Hello. I'm actually signing my name, Patricia, like 98% of the time. And sometimes this has been really hard. Sometimes I give my name Patricia. So, and then I realized my sister gives her name Christine, which surprised me because she's always been Chris. So thank you for this little nudge. I wanted to check in with you. It's been a while. I don't think I called you since I tore my meniscus literally off my bone.
Oh.
And for probably, I want to check with you on dash cams. Probably, 7 days I was freaking out, because I knew I was going to lose months of a third of my income. And finally, I realized this is getting in the way. I need to surrender. And it's been quite remarkable. I've received help from my family, which my whole life I've said, how come they never blah, blah, blah. And it's just been grace after grace after grace and a very long, long healing. I only put weight down on my foot last week or this week since November 5th. So it goes on. I think I already did talk to you about dash cams. My sister and I are going to purchase them. We just feel like, and I don't want to make it a negative thing. I've got to
Yeah.
Look at it as a positive, proactive thing, and then forget about it. This injury, do you see that I'm safe getting my work back of taking care of dogs? It's only 2 homes, but it is, as I said, about a third of my income. And just what you see, this has been such a major turn. Clearly, the universe gave me a gift. I'm not really sure why it was set up like this or what my lesson is, although I am learning, seeing a lot of grace in this. And also, very interestingly, anger has gone out the window. I had the most 11 Murphy laws times 10 yesterday with incompetence and on and on and on. And I literally was running away from the volunteer in my wheelchair because it was so bad. And I basically was removed. And when I could finally get home and write about it, it was comical. I strong enough to say, no, this is not right, and I'm going to call the company. And that woman, you know, the driver said she should be fired. And I said, okay, thanks for giving me that. I will call when I'm in a better mood. So it's interesting that I'm a better person. And I hope that stays, because I've never, in my adult life, living in stress, I have not been unreactionary. I've not been not diplomatic, but having the ability to accept people. And when they say, I'm sorry, it's like, don't worry about it. It's okay. It's okay.
That's huge, isn't it?
Huh?
That is huge, to be able to make that shift.
Huge. And I didn't do it. The universe helped me with this somehow. The universe is helping me with all of this. I miss my dog. I miss my foster dog. I can't wait to get back to walking the dogs and taking the foster dog or whatever, getting back into that life. I just got news. I suppose mainly, can you just tell me what great turn this is? And one of the dogs I take care of is sick. But you know what? Finally, thank God, the woman did something about it. I was shocked years ago. I cannot talk to her. She will not take advice from me. So I've just been quiet. And she texts me today and saying she's got such and such. She's on very expensive medicine, blah, 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 blah. And I thought, oh, this woman's retired. Money is not as abundant. Is she going to cut me back? So it's still a worry, a concern, and prayers that I will resume again.
Right. Okay, so bottom line, I mean, I think this is lovely. And, you know, like, the universe is giving you grace. And I want you to give yourself credit from that, because you can take it and you can accept it and you can work with it, or you can, you know, some people just choose not to, right? So this is, like, definitely thank the universe. That's a definitely huge part of it. But it's also a huge part of it that you understand that you are the one doing your work as well. And you're making some really big shifts, and that's huge. And I'm so proud of you. And it's awesome. And I'm so happy that all these amazing things are happening for you. And you are right. You are in a good growth spurt, a really good growth spurt. And part of that growth spurt is they're saying that you're going to have enough to be able to take care of your dog and the foster dog, but you're not going to have much in the way of being able to take care of other people's dogs in terms of the foot stuff, because sometimes the universe takes us out a little bit because, you know, yes, we need healing in some manner, but it also helps to cut off sometimes, and this is part of the grace, it cuts off part of a path or the path, because we're supposed to be going in a different direction now, and the old one isn't maybe a serving for our highest good. And it's not that it's bad. It's not that it's wrong. It's just you're leveling up. And part of your leveling up will be, thankfully, more financially stable. But it's they're starting to guide you more towards things that are going to make your heart really sing. And I know how much you love the dog, so maybe that's a bit of a stretch to say, well, my heart's going to really sing, more so than when I was taking care of the dogs. But that is in store for you, and it's going to come with more financial stability.
Wow. Wow. Do you see me getting back into the dogs with some income and slowly easing out? Because right now, come February, I'm going to hopefully, well, I'm going to need that sort of that income to start up again.
Right. So, let's see here. So what they're saying is they just want you to go straight for it. It seems like, you know, sometimes when we try to choose a different path, things start to drag on, things start to cause problems, things get harder and harder, and going for the path that's more financially stable is actually what's going to light you up, and it'll be a lot less problematic. So, you know, there's going to be like the walking thing, you know, and again, you can deal with your dog, you can deal with the foster dog. And it's, you know, maybe not completely comfortable yet, but it's not like, you know, going to be like the worst thing ever to the point where like, you know, you're having to face giving up the dog, not that level by any means, but starting to take on other people's dogs, the pain levels are going to start to slowly go up. And it's going to be more draining. So you will start to notice that things will start to creep in because it's the nudge, right? It's like the creepy, crawly nudge.
Right.
If you don't understand what's going on, it's like the frog being boiled in water. So not like that severe, thank goodness, but definitely, I mean, definitely I see you going more pain, being drained. And the other path is if you just sort of like, okay, this is what I'm doing. I embrace the new change. It's like light filled and it's a lot easier. And then I'm not seeing like, you know, a little bit of bothersome because obviously it takes time to heal, but not, you know, the going down. It's like,
so,
ooh, light filled.
I'm trying to prepare myself when I'm more mobile, which is very soon, to sit in my wheelchair in front of my easel and start getting back to animal portraits. And I'm hoping that that is what's going to be supporting me more positively. When you say more pain, do you mean literally or just difficult forcing that job?
Well, literally, because sometimes medical issues come up because they're a really good way to get people to pay attention.
Yeah.
So if somebody, you know, I mean, I remember this lady years ago, and she was a professional skier. She was really excellent at it. She hated skiing. It was the darndest thing, but because she'd been getting celebration for it, because her parents had her on the slope as like, you know, this really young child. So she'd been getting accolades for it, and she's extraordinarily talented, but she hates it. So, and I think she got out of it, thankfully, before something negative happened, thank goodness, but for other people, and I want to be clear, I'm not seeing this happen with you, but for some other people, you know, they blow out their knee on the slopes before to sort of like force them into it. And so thankfully they're not showing that happen, but it's like watching somebody sort of like skipping with a grandchild, right? Versus watching somebody limping to try to go get groceries.
Yeah, okay. I get it. I hear you. Do you see an ease into the changes?
Well, that's mindset, right? So, I mean, what are you talking about ease? Ease happens more when
financial.
We're ready for it.
Financially,
it does seem like it's going to be more stable and it is going to provide more of an income than the dog walking. Even though like the animal portraits will bring in a bit more, it's not it. You know, and I can understand like why, like, but it'll give you more stability than the dog walking. It looks like there's that possibility there. But it's still not it. It just seems like they're not showing me because it's like you have to experience the journey. To do that. But I mean, if you're not ready for it, it can be, you know, sometimes like, oh, fudge, oh, fudge, oh, fudge, oh, fudge.
Yeah.
But once you make the breakthrough and you're through the mind, then it's like, great, wow. And in some cases, it's like, wow, I can't believe I was ever scared of it. But it depends
right.
on, you know, your ease. But I mean, financially, yeah, absolutely. I mean, if you can go into it. But, you know, for some people, it can, I mean, it's not as scary. It doesn't look like you're going to find it as scary as you think, but it's right. going to be a lot. And there's positive intents, and then there's negative intents. So I went bungee jumping once. It's not going to be like that, but you know, but the mind says it's going to be like that sometimes, right?
Yes. Yes, yes. Well, one of the things that I'm really positively wanting to manifest, which has been about 2 years now, is a partner.
Okay.
Do
romantically?
You see that? Yeah. Yes. I'm 71. Final companion, friendship, lover, everything. And I've been single for 37 years, so it's been...
Yeah. Now, let's see here. Hold on. Let's see. One moment. Okay, so there's two options. If you stay with the dog walking, you're going to meet a young spring chicken of 65, and he's a little bit on the shorter side, and he's not really going to give you much emotionally, and then after he passes, you're going to go, oh, look, I'm back to square one. If you take the embracing yourself and embracing your next part of the path, then I see an older gentleman of 85, and that looks like it's going to be the rest of a lifetime thing. And that one, he looks more, he may be a little bit of a cranky pants sometimes, but you still look happy. I really want to be clear about that. You look happy. And the 65-year-old, he does not, it seems like maybe you think because you can curl up to him and you can cuddle him and he'll kind of lay there. It looks like you may be thinking like, well, this could probably work, but he's not really giving you much emotionally.
I hear you.
But you're good at making that up for people when they're not, you know, when they're not participating. They're showing that you're just kind of like making it up, but you're not going to be as happy as you are with the 85-year-old.
Right, right.
And
someone just connected me with the man, and I was so glad that I couldn't walk because that meant weeks of talking on the phone with this guy before anything else. And you know what? I learned he was inappropriate in the sense of was drinking and, you know, in a fog, and I stopped it immediately, and it made me angry.
Good.
Because literally what you were saying, I was putting up with, hoping for, whatever. And I just said, I'm done with this. This is what I want. I want, I want, I want, I want. All these things I deserve, not no longer hope for. I deserve these things, and I want them.
Yes.
So
yay!
Manifest. Yeah. Yeah, so I hear you with that, too.
And you know that's a healthy mind frame, right? That's the nice thing. That's a good, healthy mind frame.
I just was a little concerned because I was angry. It was like, I'm demanding this. I'm set up. It's time. I got all these things. And I thought, do I need to get nicer with this and ask in a nicer way? But
Well, there's a difference. I mean, here's the thing. When people repress themselves and they start to come out of it, there's going to be some angry. There's going to be some cranky pants. Okay.
Yeah.
There's a difference, though, between sitting in, you know, your own home going, and that, and then having a moment and like, okay, and now you're going out there, and you're going out there, you know, in hopefully more resolved, so there may be some resolution that needs to come with that. But there's a difference between that versus taking it out on somebody. There's a difference between having some moments of it, or even an hour or two, and living life from that point of view. So some frustration, I mean, that makes sense. This isn't about like, you know, oh, we stuff it down, because sometimes like if you haven't embodied enough of it yet, Sometimes if people are sort of like trying to balance out too early, they're still sort of pushing themselves down into more, no, I should be okay with stuff that I'm not. And
you're
that's
right.
not beneficial either. So if you have the frustration, great. You deserve more. Great. You picked it up. You caught it. You said no, which is great. Because, you know, that's a huge step from, you know, going through, you know, SAM as an example,
right?
This is huge.
And I'm writing a list of everything that I want. And today on my medical transport, I had the greatest conversation with this guy, driver. And he knew a former art teacher and this and that. And we talked about music and St. Paul, the Divine Church, and St. John the Divine, and Paul. It was, and I was like, oh, my God, these are the people I want to be around. So that was a nice little gift, too,
And did that come after you got frustrated and put your foot down?
Definitely. I got frustrated. I got angry probably around New Year's Day. So that I started writing the list. But I was angry when I started the list, but I'm not angry anymore.
Okay. But you'll notice you started getting, even though we don't want to live chronically from a place of frustration, but you'll notice you put your foot down and you're like, I'm not going to take that anymore. And then bam, oh, this is what I like. Cool.
Something pleasant. Yeah. Very nice. It's amazing. I mean, things have changed so much and I've been given in a way the gift of sight to see it and know its grace and to know to appreciate it and really to appreciate the people around me that have never acknowledged me my whole life who are now and continually saying thank you, thank you, thank you. It's been a big change. And thank you to you because, you know, when I heard that Blog Talk was closing down, I was able to say to a few people with their shows, thank you so much for being who you are, for being so generous by doing these programs, and that I literally raised my son on my own with the aid of therapy, and most times it was not great, and like people like on Blog Talk Radio, I received more help and guidance and truth and insight all these years and was able to raise my son and make myself learn because of Blog Talk Radio, because
that's
of all
awesome.
You people, because of all you people. And I'm so grateful and also so thrilled to hear that, you know, people are finding their way to continue. Really, really happy about that. Yeah. So,
oh, that's Nicole. That one's Nicole. She knows how to pull out the big stuff.
Yeah, she's great. But you are choosing to stay with her. So that's great, too.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, a lot of people are just signing off. So.
Oh, yeah. No. Nicole's I hate the expression ride or die, but yeah.
She's wonderful.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, there's no leaving Nicole. No.
Good.
I make her blush now.
I don't know if you've got time for another, so I'm going to let you go, but thank you so much. This has been really wonderful. I'm so glad I got in.
Good. Thank you so much, Pat. Nicole says, feeling the love, and she's saying,
awesome. I love her. I've sent her a few emails. She's been busy. I'm missing shows, so there hasn't been much contact with her. I haven't even heard her voice, so sending love to her and looking forward to more of her in the new year. Thank you so much, both of you.
Thank you so much. Thank you. And do you mind if we use that for a testimonial?
Absolutely. I'll talk forever.
Awesome.
Ever about Blog Talk and Nicole and Happy New Year to you and Nicole.
Okay. Oh, Annie. Okay. Thank you so much, sweetie.
Thank you.
Okay. Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Okay. Sorry about that. Annie, you were next. If you can hear me, call back. Annie. Come on, Annie. Sorry. Not to call Pat Annie. Wasn't calling Pat Annie. But Annie, come on. We're at the top of the hour. Annie. I don't remember how that song went. Annie. Let's see. I'm seeing things. We're going to see if she's here or she's calling. Nope. Okay. So
Yeah, area code, we have 519. 519, you're on the air with El Maya Hoshi Amtara. Area code 519.
Can you hear me now?
Yes.
Sorry about that. It's Jennifer from Canada.
Hi, Jennifer. Where in Canada?
A little place called Windsor.
Windsor, Ontario. Nice.
Correct.
And what can we do for you today?
Do you feel energy at all?
Depends on what kind you're talking about. Give me a question and I'll tell you if they show me or not.
I'm wondering if we should paint our roofs blue.
Ooh, I like blue.
And I'm not trolling you at all.
Blue is my favorite color. Blue is, totally. Hey, blue is my favorite color. Trust me. I've got people around here going like, oh, blue is your favorite color. I'm like, how did you know that? And like, blue coat, blue purse. They're like, you're buying a blue shirt. I think I figured it out, lady. I'm like,
okay.
Yes, I know. Totally get that. So let's see here. What shade of blue were you thinking?
Anything that's going to stop any sort of explosion happening to my house.
Oh, wow. Okay. What kind of explosion?
Like, I don't want what's happening in L.A. to happen, and what happened in Lahaina to happen to my house.
Right.
Well, it's not actually my house. It's my neighbor's house, but, you know, I don't want to be displaced.
Yeah. No, I obviously understood. One moment here. So it's just taking a while. Congratulations. This is the first time I've ever had this question. So just give me a moment here.
The answer might be no, because we'll never be a target, but you never know, right?
Yeah,
you
know.
No. The rhyme or reason. Yeah.
Well, I think we're all supposed to be leveling up, right? And sometimes, you know, we have these feelings. And sometimes other people don't pick up on them. And trust me, I've had some interesting questions over the years. So this is just new, but it's not. I mean, I definitely had some interesting questions over the years. Anything that helped, and we are supposed to be leveling up, and it all adds up. So let's see here. I think navy blue could help. It could help. Because, there are subtle, obviously, energetic shifts. I would definitely stay away from black. Definitely stay away from black.
Mm, okay. Yep.
Same thing with white. It seems like the blue is the safest choice, but also feeling into the energy of it. And I love bright blue, like nice, really, really pretty bright blue. Definitely that's not a good color to do on the top of the roof. It does seem like it's more navy. Or you might have something that's going to be like a really, really odd shade of blue, like a jeans sort of color, which I wouldn't think, like a dark jean color to sort of put on the roof. Let's see here. Hold on. Yeah, it's navy blue, like not the jeans, like a nice shade of navy blue. Will definitely help to calm everybody down, and it'll also help to calm people around in the neighborhood. They might like think like, oh, well, that's a little bit different. But then if they're starting to kind of maybe want to start a little bit trouble, because blue is associated with truth. So if you like, there's somebody walking down the street and they feel like they're going to, you know, maybe bring a little bit of emotional drama to the table. It's almost like they see the roof and then they're going, no, I don't feel like doing that today. And then they walk off. So it's really good. It's energetic protection for sure. But it seems to be, because I'm looking at, like, you know, the effect on the inhabitants of the house, people who are going in there. And it seems like, you know, they're kind of being affected a little bit, not so much, but it's definitely helping things pass by. So there is very, you know, that sort of like biblical sense of you know, putting, I forget how it goes, blood up on the, you know, and the plague sort of like passes by or whatever it was. You know, not in quite such a dramatic sense, but it definitely does have the same sort of effect in terms of, I see things actually, you know, going in energetically and actually just choosing to bypass the roof, much like the illustrations of like the plague or whatever it was going over the roof, you know, just choosing to float by. I definitely see that happening. I see that happening with people walking by on the street. It just seems like it's something that a lot of emotional drama is going to be passing by.
Oh, it's beautiful. And would it be possible to get one card for 2025?
I don't do cards.
Oh, I thought I heard you shuffling.
No. Maybe that's in my future. Maybe you're telling the future on me, but no. I have cards. I just don't use them for – I use them for readings on myself, but I haven't done them for a long time.
Okay. No worries. Thank
if
you.
If you have any straight questions, I can answer the straight questions. I just can't do the cards.
Do you see me retiring? Do you see me retiring in 2025?
No, but you're certainly going to want to. Yeah, it's going to be an interesting year. So let's see, in terms of like if we actually do put your retirement, it feels like things are going to be a lot settled and a lot calmer if you retire in 27. This year, the energy just really falls flat, and it doesn't seem like, it seems like if you try to retire, there's going to be things that are kind of trying to pull you back in. And so your energy feels better retired, but there is a toll. I mean, anything that yanks on your energy is not going to be fun. And it seems like there's going to be a hard of enough yank where it's going to pull you back in, and that's going to be very draining. So you can, you know, choose to retire, and that does feel good. But it feels like there's like still some ups and downs where it may not be necessarily a smooth ride. But then it also seems like things are going to be more challenging from like 2026 moving forward. Whereas if you just stay and choose to retire in 27, it seems like things will go, have a better chance of going smoother after if you delay retirement for a couple of years.
Okay, thank you. That's very good advice. I really appreciate it, and I appreciate everything that you do.
Thank you so much, Jennifer. And thank you for calling in. I think this is the first time we've talked, and I'd love to hear from you again.
Bye.
Bye. Okay, everybody, we are at the top of the hour. Thank you so much for everybody calling in. And Annie, we always like to get you on this show. So, but guess what? We created something beautiful in somebody's neighborhood, so it all worked out. And again, we are moving, so still newsforthesoul.com, newsforthesoul.com. So we are still going to be here. You are still going to be contact us. It's just News for the Soul as opposed to Blog Talk Radio. And we want to make those distinctions. It's Blog Talk Radio that's shutting down, not News for the Soul. So newsforthesoul.com, still here, and you will be able to find our information on the webpage. And so we look forward to having you all come along with us because we love you. We care about you. We want to help. We are here to support and the whole nine yards, and it feels good for us to do this as well because we like talking to you. So thank you so much, everybody. Again, my name is Elmaya Hoshyam-Tara. You can find me here at newsforthesoul.com for a long time. I want to say forever and ever and ever. Be careful about putting that out right now in this lifetime, forever and ever and ever. But thank you, and we plan on being around for a long, long time. NewsForTheSoul.com is going to be around for a long, long time. And you can find us there. You can also find me on my personal website. That's www.enlightenmentinthecity.com. That's enlightenmentinthecity.com. And again, you can find my information on NewsForTheSoul.com. So thank you, everybody. I love you. And again, the WTF of what the fudge 2020.
Hear all of our previously aired broadcasts of News for the Soul online at newsforthesoul.com. Now let's get back to the show.